We're talking about, you know, light years in distance, and I agree with you that, you know, 15 billion light years away means that it's 15 billion light years away from us based on the speed of light. But they still use it as a calculation to measure. Now, unless you're saying that that object, for example, that we say is 15 billion light years away, was always there or there within a relatively short time, one has to conclude that it might be 15 billion years older than us, maybe?
That's a rational conclusion, but I believe in an expanding universe. Okay, I believe it's accelerating. A lot of astrophysicists believe it's accelerating at a higher rate than a constant rate. But anyways, I do believe the universe is huge. I have no problem with that. Maybe it's old. Maybe it's not old. Shaquille O'Neal is a lot bigger than me, but I'm older than him.
Mm-hmm.
Science doesn't always have to do with age. And it's your show. If you want me to bring up a little Bible possible explanation, I will. If not, I'll be happy to not.
We'll get into that. But why do you, and you were starting to distinguish a difference, but why can't you believe in creation and also a 4.5 billion year old planet?
Okay. Well, I'd like to make the point that not everyone who believes in a theory of evolution means they're an atheist. Okay, I'm sure you're going to get some callers that might say, he's claiming I'm an atheist. Never, never, never. Many people who believe in God believe in evolution. Many people who believe in God believe the Earth is 4.6 billion.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I don't is first, I wasn't there. I look at what I would see as biblical teaching, and I look at scientific teaching and see if there's possible explanations to both. And it's always fair to acknowledge other people's perhaps good points, that they might have a good point. But I do feel that the science supports the Earth. It has not been here for 4.5 billion years, and I could give you science reasons for that.
I'd love to hear them.
Okay. If the Earth is 4.5, actually they say 4.6, but I always say 4.6 billion in 30 years, because 30 years ago they taught me 4.6 billion years. Okay, that was a joke. Okay. So 4.6 billion years. Thank you very much.
There you go. A little delayed laughter there.
Tough crowd. Okay. If the Earth is that old, a recent phenomenon to me makes sense that the Earth has not been around that long, and that's global warming. I do believe the planet is getting warmer.
Mm-hmm.
It's debatable if it's your SUV's fault. I believe the temperature is mainly a function of the sun, the wind currents, and the ocean. Well, let's suppose the Earth is 4.6 billion years old. Evolutionists believe the sun is older. That means the sun's been beaten on this planet for 4.6 billion years. Do you acknowledge that so far?
Mm-hmm.
I would propose that by now we'd look like Mars. I believe, and I've talked to PhDs in genetics, plant biology, I can reference their names if you want, but the sun causes mutations in plants. A mutation is the rearrangement of the DNA. DNA makes proteins. The more mutations you get, the less likely you're going to be alive a long, long time. And there's a lot we can talk about mutations. I believe that over billions of years of solar radiation hitting plants, causing mutation, we'd be as lifeless as Mars and look like the Sahara Desert with no life on it by now. I believe as we observe the Earth, we see plush areas before our very eyes becoming more and more lifeless due to weather effects. So I think that's a pretty rational explanation that the Earth has not been around 4.6 billion years, and it's only been around a few thousand.
So I think every planet eventually will end up looking like Mars, where maybe it started with oceans and vegetation, and it was lush and green, and then after time, things like that happen. Now, we've got some great people who have been on the program believe that Mars was involved in a celestial collision. That's very possible, but I think the evolution of a planet is that eventually it just decays and it's gone, maybe because of its sun or its star.
I agree with you. I believe the Earth is decaying before our very eyes, and I don't think it's been a 4.6 billion year process. I believe a much shorter time frame.
Yeah, but you know, scientists have said an asteroid hit us 63 million years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if they're wrong by 62 million years, it's still almost a million years older than what some creationists believe the planet is.
Or they could be wrong by 63 million years.
Well, you really think they are, Bill?
Well, and the key word is think. I sure don't know that they are, but I think they are, and there's assumptions to both. For example, a lot of evolutionists think the Grand Canyon was formed by a river over time, correct?
Yes.
Let's say there's 600,000 rivers on this planet. Why don't we have 600,000 Grand Canyons by now? Why is it that one location? If erosion over time is going to make a canyon, why don't we have them all over the place?
Well, I guess that one was rushing through at a quicker pace.
I agree with you 100% on that.
Do we need to believe
I'm sorry to interrupt you. So you believe in a rapid formation for the Grand Canyon?
Well, the definition of rapid is faster than some other spots, but I still think it could have taken millions of years.
Okay.
If not billions.
Okay.
All right. But why do you have to believe in creationism and the 6,000-year-old planet theory? Why can't you believe in creationism, but the planet still could be 4.5 billion years old? That's my question.
What the have is a key word in your question. Well, I don't have to. I do believe in it. Okay? And believe it or not, I believe this.
Well, let me rephrase it. Isn't it possible that we were created and the planet's 4-plus billion years old? Possible.
Absolutely.
All right.
And you would you agree it's possible at 6,000? I just said possible.
Very unlikely, but possible.
Okay.